Do you believe government should be able to tell you where to go and what to do with your own money? How about when put this way? Do you believe government should have a near monopoly on elementary and secondary education, and that should you opt out and pay for your child to go elsewhere, you should still have to pay for the government service you aren't using? This week has been declared School Choice Week in Texas by Governor Abbott. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wrote, "Giving our children the flexibility of attending a better school for a better future is about giving them opportunity. No parent or student should ever feel trapped in a failing school." Patrick pointed out that the Senate's hard work this past session opened the door for an estimated 15,000 students to have more choice. Under his leadership, the first funded school choice bill, Senate Bill 4, passed out of the Senate in Texas history. Unfortunately, it was not passed out of the Texas House of Representatives, Patrick reminded. The lieutenant governor and boss of the Senate went on to say, "During the interim, I've charged the Senate Education Committee with studying school choice programs enacted in other states. In the 85th legislative session, there will be a more comprehensive bill to provide additional school choice options to parents. School choice is a victory for our parents, students, and Texas," Patrick wrote. I agree, but at present the big stumbling block is the leadership over in the House of Representatives. Keep that in mind when voting for your state rep. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and read this and other commentaries at prattontexas.com.